You know, I remember having people in my world or realm or whatever you want to call it, network, that didn't have any doctrine. They had no sound doctrine, but they wanted you to be more emotional with them. They wanted you to be more emotional. And I'm sitting here thinking, woman, if somebody gets saved, that makes me cry. That brings tears to my eyes. What made me think about this is somebody made a comment. The AI is trying to give everybody a hard heart. So, and I was thinking about how everything's upside down. They want you to be all emotional about the holidays and the birthdays and the whatever the world says is reality when it's not even real. It's fake reality, you know? And it's like everything's upside down. When you're studying doctrine, God's word, truth, you kind of have compassion for the whole world that they're lost, you know? And if somebody doesn't get a birthday card or a something, some kind of flower or rose, they're offended, you know? And it kind of blows your mind that if your affections are above and not down here, and people say, oh, well, you need to be more emotional, kind of implying that's more human to have your affections down here instead of below instead of above. And it's like, so you want me to worship the creation instead of the creator? You know, you want me to worship a man-made system instead of God? You want me to be all tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine emotionally instead of stand on the truth, you know? Because, you know, these people would try to push false doctrine, and I'd say, well, that ain't the truth. And they'd get offended. I said, that's not the truth. We're not going to lose our salvation. We're not going through the tribulation. We're already in tribulation. There's no dogs in heaven. There's no doggy heaven. In Ecclesiastes said the beast goes down to the earth, man goes up to heaven. The soul of man goes to heaven, the beast goes down to the earth. And they want you to all be all emotional about some pet or some dog or some cat. Yeah, I feel sad for all the trouble that the animals go through. It's rough. They can't go to a doctor. They can't talk. They can't complain about their pains and ailments. I understand all that, but it's actually like an indoctrination to try to get you to be like a vegetarian or something. New age. It's all new age indoctrination is what it looks like to me. But anyway, I don't have those people around me anymore because I can see through the game. And they always try to be like high and mighty. Like if you don't have emotions about stuff like them, that they're higher than you. And actually, they prove that they have a hard heart. They might say something like, you need a soft heart, you need to do this, something of the world, you know. But they have a hard heart, and you know they have a hard heart because they're running the streets. They're doing drugs or drinking, drugging, running the streets, clubbing. And they're the ones with the hard heart, but they're trying to pull you in to their system. It's an upside down reverse psyop. When they see you studying the word, it makes them mad because you're not like them. You want truth and they just want emotions. See how it's upside down? It's very subtle. You can see them a mile away. After you've gone through it a few times, you can see that where it's headed. There's always a script. They want to pull you into their false doctrine. They want to pull you into their worship of the Mother Mary, Mother Earth, Mother whatever. They want you to worship the creation instead of the creator. The machine, the machine. They want to worship the machine, the material realm. I remember dating this girl one time. It didn't last about 2 months. I went to visit her place, and she had this. She says she put this DVD or something in the TV or something, and it was just a video with some music showing the earth, the mountains, the sky, and all that. And I thought, this is a waste of my time. What am I doing here? I said, I got to get out of here. I was like going back in time or something. It's like, I don't think so. This is not my world. I don't even know what you're doing. I don't even know what you're trying to say. Say it. If you can't say it, why do you need a video? Say what you're thinking. They want to mesmerize you with the Mother Earth, some of them. They want to mesmerize you with some kind of marijuana or some kind of drug. Well, I'm high on life in God. I don't need some kind of drug. I hear from God. I worship God. I get excitement out of the word. I don't need excitement out of a river or a mountain. When you get in there, that can kill you. This Mother Earth worship is ridiculous. If you're out, if you work out in the elements, you'll figure it out. You have to work in the cold and the heat, and the sweat of your brow, and freeze your fingers off working out in the cold. You'll see what Mother Earth is really about. It's trying to kill you. It might look good, but it's trying to kill you. The elements. If you have to put a roof on a house because a tree falls into it, you'll see what Mother Earth is. These people are delusional. Actually, most of them just, somebody else has enabled them their whole life and taken care of them and give them some kind of fake reality box to live in. They'll never change a tire. They'll never plug a tire. They'll never change a battery. They want this little comfort world, this fake reality that's not even real, and they want to worship something that's temporary in the natural. That their emotions are higher than God's word. They want their emotions to be higher than the truth. I knew I would get to it. I knew I'd hit the root if I talked long enough. They want their emotional well-being to be higher than God's word. They want their emotions. They want to feel good, even if it's contrary to the word. It's all about feeling good. How they feel has nothing to do with truth. I got this dude behind me driving like the same way. He don't care about truth of the traffic laws. All he cares about is he's got to get to his destination. He sped around. He messed up, so he sped around, so he's probably going to try to get back in line, and I've already took a spot. All they care about is how they feel. Had nothing to do with the truth. You understand?
Welcome to McDonald's. Please use your mobile
app. Yeah, I knew I'd get back to the... like I say, I cut them out of my world, so I don't even deal with them. They won't, you know... You might rub shoulders with them somewhere, like a job or something. But it's all about how they feel versus the truth. Their feelings are higher than the truth. And they want you to take your truth and put it underneath your feelings. When the word says, forget that. The Bible says, adjust your feelings to the truth, not the truth to your feelings. That's the whole root of their problem.